I'm Jake Rusnak in for Mitch Wortlieb with VPR News. Vermont lawmakers are halfway to overriding Governor Phil Scott's veto of a bill that would put tighter restrictions on the use of toxic chemicals in children's products. Yesterday, the Vermont Senate got the two-thirds majority needed to override a veto. Chittenden County Senator Jenny Lyons says the legislation would provide important public health protections.
What this bill does is it improves the process for determining if a chemical causes harm. So if it accumulates in the body, if it's persistent, if it causes biological problems.
The House will also need to override the governor's veto in order for the legislation to go into law. And leaders there say it's unclear whether they have the two-thirds majority needed to override. The Scott administration says the legislation will hurt manufacturers in the state and that Vermont already has sufficient regulatory protocols for toxic chemicals. And a judge is now open to considering a request to dismiss felony charges, including attempted aggravated murder, against a teen accused of planning to shoot up his former high school. A judge said Wednesday he was vacating his earlier dismissal of the defense's request to throw out the charges against 18-year-old Jack Sawyer. The move comes after the Vermont Supreme Court ruled that Sawyer should not be held without bail, saying planning a crime does not amount to an attempted crime. Judge Thomas Zonet is calling for a hearing on the dismissal request. Sawyer, who was arrested a day after the Parkland, Florida shooting that killed 17, has pleaded not guilty. Vermont's Attorney General T.J. Donovan says he's confident that Vermont's new ban on high-capacity magazines will survive a constitutional challenge. Gun rights groups filed suit this week saying the provision runs afoul of Article 16 of the Vermont Constitution. But Donovan says the law is on sound constitutional footing.
It's a right to bear arms. It's not a right to bear magazines. Let's be clear about that.
The plaintiffs in the suit say a ban on sale or purchase of high-capacity magazines will hurt business for gun dealers and compromise home defense. Federal appeals courts have upheld similar bans in other states. A statewide school safety assessment has found that nearly all Vermont schools have emergency plans in place. The survey was conducted after police arrested an 18-year-old for allegedly threatening to attack Fairhaven Union High School. While the assessment found that schools do have plans, it revealed that 44% have not told parents what they should do when there's an emergency at the school. And the South Burlington City Council voted 3-1 this week against basing F-35 jets at the Air National Guard base at Burlington International Airport. The vote follows Burlington City Council's approval of a resolution last month requesting the Air Force use an aircraft quieter than the F-35. The resolutions are not legally binding over the Air Force, which is part of the Department of Defense. Cloudy and blustery today, snow showers. Some of those snow showers may change to rain in the valleys. Highs today, mid-30s to upper 40s north to south.